My name's Brandon. I'm here with Megan, Joey, and Patrick, and we're doing this week's Weekly Reflections, and we're coming to you from a local sober living, Stone Valley Recovery, who've been gracious enough to allow us to use their facilities, and we're grateful for that. A necessary pruning. We know that the pains of drinking had to come before sobriety, and emotional turmoil before serenity. 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 94. I love spending time in my garden feeding and pruning my beautiful flowers. One day, as I was busily snipping away, a neighbor stopped by. She commented, "Oh, your plants are so beautiful. It seems such a shame to cut them back," I replied. I know how you feel, but the excess must be removed so they can grow stronger and healthier. Later, I thought that perhaps my plants feel pain, but God and I know it's part of the plan, and I've seen the results. I was quickly reminded of my precious AA program and how we all grow through pain. I ask God to prune me when it's time so I can grow.
We grow through pain. Yeah, that's true for me. And I'm trying to work on it not getting to such an intense level of pain before I choose to grow today or change. I've been told that God removes for you what is not necessary in your life. And I believe that to be true, because whether or not I'm clinging on to something that is terrible for me, God's gonna remove it one way or the other. It's just how much pain do I want to go through before I let go, you know? I like the little metaphor of gardening and pruning back these flowers. It seems so like soft and gentle and very have this whole garden nature picture. It doesn't feel that way for me. It feels not nearly as beautiful, and it just is lacking in that feature. I wouldn't compare mine to a garden unless it's there are a lot of thorns and it's very dirty and it's dark and I can't see anything. I mean, like my garden needs work. Okay, I'm still new enough, you know, just barely over a year and a half into sober game and sober game. Winning at sober game. And I go through a lot of emotional turmoil still on a regular. I don't always think before I act, and I don't always call my sponsor before I speak, and I don't always read my big book before I have conversations, and I don't always talk to God and bring God into it before I decide whether or not someone is healthy in my life, or before I set a boundary, or before I make any major life decisions. And with doing that, I experience a lot of pain. And today, without being loaded, when I stop drinking and using, the pain becomes emotional pain. And so a lot of times there's like this cap on how much can I tolerate, how much can I actually handle before it blows. And so now the focus for me is more on what's termed emotional sobriety. It's life now without drinking and without drug use. And how do I grow? And how do I mature? And how do I become the best sober person that I can be? And dude, I wish it was an award-winning garden right now. It's still needs a lot of pruning, and I need help for that because this is not for me. This is not something I can do on my own. I'm not equipped. I need advice. I need help. I need fellowship. I need my sponsor. I need the advice of the people that have come before me and how they got through it and how they're happy today. And so right now, yeah, I do. I need some help with that trimming and the pruning. Mm-hmm. So I rely on people just like you, you know, to help get me through the rough times.
Yeah. This is a topic that inspires me most in recovery, in sobriety, in my walk of sobriety. Like, you know, I don't get me wrong, I love going in somewhere and hearing people share their experience about how great life is and all this stuff and how good things are for them, and I love that. But I also love when, like, it gets real and raw and, like, more of, like, an intimate feeling of, like, you know, but this is also what I'm walking through in recovery, you know, because it's not, you know, life happens. You know, life happens without drugs and alcohol. Life will continue to happen. Human beings will continue to make mistakes. And the reality is like, we're going to have to walk through life. We're going to have to walk through life. And it's funny that you say that you're new to sobriety. I'm new to sobriety, and I have 4 years sober. You know what I mean? I have 4 years sober, and I still face times where I'll make that garden look real nice, and then I'll stomp through everything that all the seeds planted. You know what I mean? Just being in bondage itself, acting out in my old ways, whatever. You know, I'll be quick to mess that garden up, and that's the thing. You know what I mean? I've realized throughout my time of being sober, my pain tolerance has gotten lower and lower and lower and lower, to where I'm like, all right, man, like I can no longer do this. I don't want to feel this way. It's time to rely on God and get to work. You know, get to work. And it's not, it's always a practice thing, you know, and it's never something that goes away in a day. It's always something that needs to be worked on. There's always something that needs to be worked on in my life because, I don't know, I guess that's just how I operate. But I love this topic. And you know what, like, to be honest with you, like, I'm inspired by those who speak more of, like, what's really going on. You know what I mean? What's really going on? Not trying to shed, like, shade over the light of what people want to hear and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm inspired by that. I get more out of that because I'm like, yeah, like, that's where I'm at. Because I'm not perfect. I'm far from perfect. I'm very flawed. And I make a lot of poor life decisions sometimes that I see results from. You know what I mean? That I have to walk through. And it just goes to show that the solution never dies. You know what I mean? I've gotten so much places in my sobriety where I had to get back to the basics, start doing basic stuff. You know, go to, you know, contact my sponsor on the daily, you know, put pen to paper, whatever is suggested to me. It's just basic stuff of, like, how it first started. And I've hit places in my recovery where I felt like a newcomer, man. And that's, you know what? It's exactly where I needed to be at. Because if I think I got this, I wouldn't feel that way. You know what I mean? I'd feel like, oh, no, I got this. It's all good. No, it's not all good. I like to get to those places where I'm like, no, I'm new again. You know, I'm new again. I'm facing some stuff that's new to me, because emotional sobriety, when I hear emotional sobriety, it almost makes me cringe, because I'm like, ugh. Like, my second year was all emotional sobriety. You know what I mean? Because I just got right. You know, after I got my year, I just got right. Like, my mind was finally cleared up from all the fog, from everything. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm feeling some stuff that I'm not used to. I'm new to this all. And it'll always be a new experience. And that's what I love about this one day.
You know, I'm so glad that you tied in this emotional sobriety to this topic and you used that word. I think when I first came in here, I listened to speakers that, you know, talked about how rough their life was at 10 years sober, or, you know, even, you know, a little less time than that. I don't think I would have stayed. I would have been like, oh, well, fuck that. I'm going to go ahead and check out now. But I didn't. I was strategically placed in the meetings and the speakers that were there, God placed there, so that I could hear how wonderful their life was. But now I'm grateful to sit under speakers who are real and honest, like you were saying, about how tough life can get, because I see it there, and I've experienced a few things. Haven't been around that long, but I've been around long enough to know that life still happens, and we deal with it as it goes, as it comes. And then that emotional sobriety, it's funny, there's times where I hear people with 4 or 5 months talking about working on their emotional sobriety, and I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. Like, you don't even know how to stay sober yet. Let's tackle staying sober first and then work on your emotional sobriety. Because I'm just now getting to a point where I'm like, okay, it's time for me to work on some emotional sobriety. So I'm having to step into other fellowships, you know, that are sister to us. That work on that, those emotional, teach us how to work the 12 steps on our emotions, CODA, Al-Anon, things such as that, you know, which I advocate 100%. Because they do help us get to the core. Because like the book tells us, you take away the drugs and alcohol, and what's left, all your problems are still there. Yeah. You know, they don't go away. Alcohol was but a symptom, is what the book tells us. So what's the root cause? The root cause is that we don't know how to deal with life. We're maladjusted to life. So again, you take away the drugs and alcohol, I'm still maladjusted to life. And I don't know what to do sometimes. So I'm, again, super grateful that God has placed me in around just the right people at just the right time and just the right place in order for me to work on those things, because sometimes it's really painful. It's really, really painful, but, you know, I have to still just keep doing this thing, and I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that I'm still given the motivation to not only the motivation, but the clarity to see things that the way that they are today. And it doesn't have to be roses, and it doesn't have to, you know, it doesn't have to be this beautiful bed of roses that just smells really pretty. And, you know, sometimes my garden has worms all in it that are just destroying things. and, you know, and I allow that to happen sometimes, and I allow it to fester, and I allow it, you know, to get bad. But then I'm like, okay, this is really bad, and I just go and I get back to those basics, you know? And I think that's very important, because I think that we try to look for these, you know, like, I don't know, complicated solutions to these problems sometimes, and it's not that complicated. I just gotta put pen to paper sometimes, write out a four-step every now and again, you know, and just take that a self-appraisal. And go from there and listen to the people that came before me. Thank you guys for joining us today, as always. And thank you guys as well. Don't know if you heard something that you relate to or strikes a chord with you, but be sure to check us out at detoxtorehab.com. There's a list of resources there. And if you're struggling and need help, there's an addiction specialist waiting to talk to you right now. The number is on that website. And you can always join us next week, because we'll be here for more fun stuff.